Now, back to the STA Money Hour on KSEV.
Welcome back. This is Scott Bishop, Director of Financial Planning for STA Wealth. We're here in studio with Steve and Valerie of Valor Services here on this Memorial Day weekend. If you have any questions for us, please go to www.stawealth.com, ask a question. Or if you have any specific questions for Steve or Valerie, please go to valorservices.com. I'd like to just keep going down the list, and we've talked specifically about oil and gas. But over the years, I know you guys have placed many veterans, and I'm kind of curious what feedback you've gotten directly from the employers on the value that your veterans are bringing to them and their companies.
Well, we've had extremely positive feedback. So as in the last segment, I sort of described one vignette that we've had, but that is, I think, very indicative of the type of success that we've had overall. And that has been our experience with everything from those senior level type positions to different professional vocations, maybe at the entry or mid-level, as well as what we've been able to do in what I refer to as high-skill labor. Valerie would be well-suited to talk in further detail, as she is our veteran programs manager. So, Valerie, you want to share some of the feedback you've gotten directly?
Absolutely, Steve. Most of my clients, for instance, we have a manufacturing industry based out of Fort Worth. Very unsure at first when they hear that we do recruit military veterans. However, we don't only recruit veterans. We recruit the full civilian workforce. So it's always about placing the perfect person in that job. With this specific manufacturing company, he was very, I guess, like I would say, unsure. He's not had a lot of experience with military veterans. And we placed one in one of their project manager roles recently. And he called me back and he said, I have more positions and send me as many military veterans as you can. This guy is great. He's a go-getter. He hits the ground running. Nothing stresses him out. He's a quick learner. There are so many values that they can bring. Leadership runs through their blood. It's really what they're all about. And they are able to handle a maximum stress level, as Steve said earlier. When you put somebody in to learn a new job, it's always a little stressful. But once you've been in combat on the battlefield, everything seems a bit easier after that.
Yeah, the copy machine not working doesn't sound quite as bad as what you guys have had to deal with in the
Absolutely.
Past.
Absolutely.
Well, that's really great. And, I mean, I think really that shows and highlights a lot of the reasons why it could be different. I mean, they're not probably the people that are typically playing on their phones or looking at their computers or twirling around on Facebook. They're the people that are going to be present in the job like they'd have to be, and that's what they've learned, and that's the skill set they've learned. And I think that probably for many of them is the type of person they were going into the military. That's why they were there, and that's probably some of the reasons why they've become even better, having some of those skills enhanced or polished by getting that military training that they have. Well, let's talk about the skills for a second then. And I know there's a lot of things that people need in terms of these skills, but what happens if someone's coming out of the military but transitioning into the private sector? They need a very specific trade skill or a certification to do their job for these opportunities. Is that something you can help the candidates with?
Absolutely. So that's one of our specific programs that we have for military veteran recruiting is our vocational technical training programs. Through those programs, what we do is we recruit, screen, and vet military personnel, military veterans, and we essentially handpick ones to participate in our vocational technical training programs. And what we do is we have partnerships with both the schools that provide the training and certifications as well as certain nonprofit groups that help us provide grants or different tuition assistance if that's necessary, because unfortunately the GI Bill is often not able to be used for this type of training, which I think is a huge failure on the behalf of the VA and the government. Again, that being said, we've been able to find a solution by partnering with certain nonprofits, and what we do is we provide these folks with the training, the skills that they need, and the certifications to testify to that, and then seek to deliver those directly into new jobs.
Absolutely. One of our partners, Boot Campaign, we just finalized our partnership with them, and Boot Campaign can provide amazing benefits for these guys coming out, because a lot of people don't realize how superior the training is in the military. The problem is that there is not a directly translatable certificate that is going to be required, such as project management certification. So basically, when we work with Boot Camp Pain, they will provide up to $5,000 per year per soldier, or per veteran, I'm sorry, for any kind of training, flying out to an interview, lodging during interview time, certifications, anything that they need. We partnered with them because they have the same standard for what type of veterans they really want to help, because it's not a hand-holding situation. We want to help veterans that want to help themselves. It's a collaborative effort so that the next time around, they aren't going to be going through the same thing. They're learning to do it themselves.
That's real good. I'm going to keep going now that we've shared some of those very specifics. For the veterans out there looking for work, maybe you can share with them some of the resources maybe that are online, companies, or maybe the things that you specifically can bring to them that will help them on that job search.
Well, I think there's certainly a tremendous amount of interest in terms of helping veterans make the transition. What I do think is that veterans need to absolutely take ownership of their job search and not look at these resources as someone who's going to essentially hold your hand through a process and deliver you a job. These need to be looked at as tools which can be used by each individual person in their own pursuit of their career. So the good news is there are a lot of people out there who care, and there are a lot of businesses that are actively seeking veterans, as well as numerous nonprofits that seek to help veterans with different things like resume help, and there are less frequently the type of advanced programs that we've put together. But, of course, we're pretty proud to be on the cutting edge of this issue. So hopefully what we do will not only continue to scale and be successful, but I would even be happy to see it replicated by employers themselves, because it is, I think, an incredibly impactful way to make this transition. For example, touching on what Valerie mentioned earlier regarding the lack of certifications from the military, even heavy vehicle operators or truck drivers don't get a CDL license. So, you know, even though they have that exact technical skill, they would still have to come out of the military and be able to pay and obtain that license themselves.
That makes sense. I'm sure there's a lot more stuff. And again, then go to your website and get more at valorservices.com. And we'll be back in the next segment.
Now, back to the STA Money Hour on KSEV.
Welcome back. It's Scott Bishop here, again in studio here with Steve Yen and Valerie. Now let's talk about the business owner side. We just talked about some of the benefits that you guys can bring to the table for the veterans coming home. But on the business owner side, for those business owners that are listening right now, what are the advantages that they should have on focusing on veteran recruitment? And how can someone like me expand my ability to find and target these candidates we've been talking about?
So as we've had the good opportunity to discuss, I think the value proposition is multifaceted and very broad, and really everything from the hard skills to the soft skills. It is very clearly something that is beneficial to any employer. In terms of how to get to the veterans, there is a pretty wide array of different channels that are out there, everything from having your own veteran recruiting program, that type of initiative, to working through nonprofits, and then on sort of the other end of the spectrum would be partnering with a company like ours. Some of the issues that I've seen with folks that want to have their own veteran hiring initiative in-house is that if you don't have personnel running those programs who have not only been in the military but made a successful transition to the private sector themselves, it can be very hard to understand. Really, military has its own language. It's full of acronyms. There's an extreme amount of different roles that people play within the military. The rank structure is complicated, et cetera, et cetera. So what I've observed is that often folks start with the right intentions, but they're not able to successfully filter, screen, and vet these candidates. Because just like in any organization, just because someone was a part of it doesn't mean that they continue to uphold all the great things that we associate with it. So the key is making sure that you find the right veterans. Nonprofits can be helpful in this regard, but similarly, I think a lot of the nonprofits are very focused on helping veterans find jobs, whereas a company like ours is really focused on the employer as well. It's critical for us that we find the right veterans for the employer's needs. And, of course, that allows us to provide a win-win for both parties. But, you know, again, at our end of the spectrum, we're leveraging a conventional talent acquisition platform. So we are professional recruiters and HR experts, and we utilize those skills in bringing to life these veteran recruiting programs. And I think the key difference with us is quality assurance. So on the front end, we are using both our private sector and our military expertise to make sure we're finding the best people. We know that we're sending each one of them out to our client with our brand name stamped on them, so we have very much a vested interest in their long-term success. And similarly, we share that same level of commitment to our veterans, that we want to place them with high-quality employers where they can not only be successful but hopefully flourish and have a long and lasting career there.
So for our listeners or employers, or for someone like myself, if I have a specific job opening and we called you, do you guys have the ability to help us maybe figure out what types of veterans may be good placements and maybe help us screen the potential applicants?
Absolutely, and I think that would be one of the definitive factors that sets us apart from some of the other methods that we discussed, is that we really understand to a very specific degree what types of military experience are translatable into what capacities, and perhaps more importantly, we're able to decipher these folks' experiences and also evaluate them on an individual level to determine their aptitude for success in any role that we have the opportunity to recruit for.
Well, it seems like your service is going to be very much needed. I mean, as a layperson, I get most of my stuff on what's going on in the military and the news, and it looks like the Obama administration is continuing to go on his, quote, timetable to get our troops, you know, out of Afghanistan more recently, and also completely out of Iraq. With these volume of people coming back to us, our veterans, what are you and other of your companies doing to maybe be able to handle that volume of our veterans coming home?
Well, that's an excellent question, and it's one that I get often. However, I think it is a bit of a misconception, because most veterans are already home. I mean, we've been at war for a decade and a half now, and the campaign in Iraq was abruptly concluded several years ago. However, we're already back in Iraq. So, you know, it's a question I often get asked, but the reality is most of the veterans are now home versus we're not producing as many new veterans on a daily basis as we have produced over the last decade and a half. So this is already a trend that's upon us. I think as inherently flawed as the Obama administration's national security policy is, and I think demonstrated by what's happened in Iraq and the recent reversal of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, they can talk about leaving all they want, but by not leaving in a successful end state, we're simply creating a greater problem that we're going to have to go back, and somebody's going to have to go back there and clean it up again. So unfortunately, we will continue to be engaged in the war on terror probably for the rest of our lifetimes. And so therefore, this is a trend that is going to continue, and I genuinely hope and pray that we can get qualified leadership in place in this country, and we can actually prosecute these wars and face the reality that we're dealing with the jihad, and hopefully not continue to go through this ebb and flow that we have, where we cycle up and then we choose to draw down when either the situation temporarily allows it, or in the case of Afghanistan, in the face of many indicators why you wouldn't want to draw down. But I think to get back to your question, I think that there is a growing understanding amongst employers that veterans represent a very valuable asset to their firms. And I think the critical function that needs to happen is we need to continue to advance that cause, because still I do see a lot of folks that are out there that want to hire veterans, but I think their motivations lie more in corporate social responsibility. They feel like this is a way to give back. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, this is not a charitable proposition, because these folks are very valuable to the economy, very valuable to individual employers, and they should be viewed as valuable assets to be acquired and groomed, and folks who can grow with your company and really have a lasting and long-term impact. And I think that that's the critical function for all of us, not only involved in the capacity that we are, the capacity that nonprofits are, but really with the employers themselves, is to continue to make that effort to not only engage the veteran population, but really understand them for the value that they represent.
Well, I bet our employers here are going to see the true value of our veterans and heroes coming home. I just wish, not to get too much into politics, that we just could have had a stronger administration that really had more thoughtful policies instead of what seems to me, as a person that's non-military, giving back all the gains that were so hard fought.
Well,
in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Absolutely, Scott. And I can say, as a veteran of the Iraq War, there's no greater betrayal than what happened when President Obama purposely did not get a status of forces of agreement. I mean, we still have troops in Germany, Italy, Japan, and Korea. And where do we pull out of? We pull out of Iraq when literally the ground is still wet with the blood of the best and brightest of our young generation. So, you know, I don't think it's political. I think it's fundamentally American that we have unqualified people leading this country, and they're making cataclysmic mistakes that the repercussions of which are going to be severe and long lasting. And, you know, I would urge folks to consider, who are we going to ask to go back there and fight that war again? And what assurances are we going to give them that someone else isn't going to get elected afterwards and just flush it all down the toilet like we had to watch our sacrifices be flushed down the toilet? So I think it is an incredibly important issue that should absolutely be at the forefront of all Americans' minds, because these are the utmost existential threats. These are literally the matters that will define our life and death as people and as a society. So I share your passion and your conviction, and I sincerely hope and pray that the American people will wake up and begin electing qualified people to the highest offices in our land.
Well, I don't want to end on that dour note on this Memorial Day weekend, but I do sense that these wonderful young men and women that are coming back, we'll be able to bring those skills and help our country grow on this end. And just hopefully our men and women in the future and our allies in the future can trust the next administration, in my opinion, to do a better job.
Well, Scott, like you said, this is the next greatest generation of Americans. And not only do they have this immediate impact that we discussed, but my true enduring hope is that this generation of veteran will be successful in their jobs and then be able to take positions of political leadership and lead our country into a better and brighter future.
Thank you, guys, and have a wonderful Memorial Day, and thank you for your service.
Thanks for having us, Scott, and everything you guys are doing for the veterans.
Thank you.
Easily.
Got me a little steamy.